Do you boycott companies for political reasons? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lauren Copeland, assistant professor of politics and global citizenship at Baldwin-Wallace University, determines if more people are doing so in today's political climate.
Political consumerism refers to the deliberate avoidance or purchase of goods, products, or services for political reasons. Through boycotts, people can punish companies or brands for undesirable policies or practices. They can also use reverse boycotts, known as boycotts, as a reward for favorable practices. Over the past two decades, scholarly interest in political consumerism has increased. One reason is that about 35% of U.S. adults currently engage in boycotts or boycotts. Studies show that political consumers tend to be younger, better educated, more interested in politics, and more ideologically liberal. Political consumers are also more likely to use digital and traditional media for political information. Political consumerism is similar to other forms of political participation because it requires resources and psychological engagement. At the same time, political consumerism allows people to embed political meaning in their daily lives through informal acts. For this reason, political consumerism is often conceptualized as a form of lifestyle politics. My own research suggests that both the political climate and the marketplace are more divided and contentious than ever before. For example, a survey of Ohio voters revealed that nearly 20% of people who intended to vote for someone other than Donald Trump in 2016 boycotted the Trump family brand. In addition, people who engaged in boycotts were active in protests and signing petitions. To be sure, the use of boycotts in a political context was not new. However, these boycotts were unique because they blurred the boundaries between electoral and non-electoral political participation.
And that was Lauren Copeland of Baldwin-Wallace University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.